Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
Sometimes the word not going to hit you. Sometimes a song might hit you. Sometimes a prayer might hit you. But something should hit you. If something don't hit you, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. If don't nothing hit you, get back down on your knees. Something like it. Something should hit us sometimes. If you're fully committed, fully saved, fully converted, that's just the word. Amen. Not putting me up above nobody. That ain't what I just said. We're all on one accord. In God's outside, we're all on the same level. I'm just standing here, to get the word of God, but I'm right there with you. We're together on one accord. Same level. Amen? But the song he just sung about the blessings. About the blessings. On Thursday night, Pastor preached about go back and look again. Ain't that what you preach about? That's something, the same thing like what I just said just then. It don't always come and do like you think it's supposed to be, but you can't stop, right? Just do it again. Today, our text will be coming from, you have to turn your Bibles to different texts. It'll be different ones. But after I pray, I'll give them to you. Or you can write them down. Father God, we know there have been many prayers prayed on today. But God, we know there's never too many. God, we bless you right now, Lord Jesus. Bless you for service being thus far. God, we bless, God, we know you're going to take us farther. But God, but while we're here, God, we're humbling ourselves, God, crucifying ourselves right now, God. God, letting you have your way with this word and with the congregation. God, but bless us right now, God, like we've never been blessed before. God, let this word, God, touch somebody's heart, mind, soul, and body. And God, if I fail to ask you anything we need, be a just God and do it for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I will be coming from, thus says the Lord, Genesis. Now, I'm trying not to be a fast talker on today. But if you go with me, you're going to have to really listen to me. When I get a little excited, I do tend to talk a little fast. Excited is a little word, so it do excites me. So bear with me. Pay attention so you won't miss anything, okay? And Nick, I do love you. I wouldn't come and hug you, baby, because I love you just that much. I didn't want to cry, okay? Genesis, today is our Mother's Day on the calendar, but it's not our Mother's Day service, okay? It's just Mother's Day. Sure is, sister. But I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 through 28. I'm going to start at 26. And the word of God says, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creep upon the earth. Y'all better listen. Y'all got to see what we have dominion over. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. Then God said, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. What does multiply mean? Okay, multiple, that's right. I replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the earth, and over every living thing that move upon the earth. Now, he done told us. Now, what did God tell us to do, y'all? He said, but I said, multiply man and a woman, and we have dominion over everything, all living things on this earth, amen? Everything. When God gave man dominion over everything, don't y'all forget. Y'all, I'm going somewhere with this. Y'all just bear with me because I'm going somewhere with it, okay? Then on Genesis chapter 3, he, in verse 13 through 16. And the Lord God said unto the woman, we understand about Adam and Eve was in the garden and how the serpent came unto Eve and beguiled her and I test them to eat of the fruit. We understand all that, but I'm not going back that far. I'm going to come to 13. And the Lord God said unto that woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And he said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Until the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow in thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thou shalt desire to be thy husband, and he shall rule over them. Now, woman, women, we're going through here. And God untold us how we're going to be in childbirth and how we're going to have to go through some sorrow and travail and pain. We're going to have to go through that. We just got to put up with that, don't we? But y'all also told us that we're supposed to be under subjection to our husband. Amen? Y'all might not want to do it later, but that's just the word of God. And God is telling us that there are things that's hurting we have to go through. And the word of God is going to let us know, amen, that how a woman in travail is going to have a baby. And the word of God tells us that sometimes in this life, God has given us grace and has given us mercy each and every day. And sometimes going through childbirth, it might be painful and go through some travail. But God has told us when we go through it, just keep holding on. Sometimes it might go to term, sometimes it might not. He said, if it, do, it does not, that's not, just not the end. He said, God said, some things just have to be birthed. We got to go through some things. Like our young people that done graduated from college. The word of God is to let you know that God has impregnated things in me. He's impregnated things that he's also in men. And sometimes things you just got to do. Just don't quit. When you go through something or don't work out, don't give up, don't quit. Keep going through. You got to birth some more things inside of you. God is telling us that he put things in each and every one of us. We just got, sometimes you have to birth some babies. Sometimes God put miracles in people's, lay hands on you, you got to birth those miracles. Sometimes there's solutions, different problems inside you. God said all of us got some things inside of us. He waiting on us to birth them out. God said everything you need, I done put it in you. It's already in us. Sometimes people got dreams. Sometimes people got vision. God said, you got to birth those things out. God said, don't stop. Keep going through. God said, sometimes it's education. Sometimes it's jobs. It's things inside of everybody in this building. You got to birth them out. Do not quit. Some things just have to be birthed. He said, even though it may seem, take some time sometimes. He said, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your vision. Just don't give up. Even going to school sometimes. You might get one degree. Keep going. Get another one. Keep got to birth these things out. He said, those things are inside of us. So many people give up along the way. When things seem hard, something seems like nothing not happening. Word of God said, don't stop. For those miracles just around the corner sometimes, just give up too quick. Think about what Pastor said or not. Go back and look again. Just don't give up. When y'all are going through, seem like something just have to birth. We just can't give up. There is something in every one of us. In Christ, there's no gender, male or female. He said, when he made male or female, there's no gender. He made a woman just got to birth the children. He said, but that too, sometimes we have a hard time, but we got to keep going on. Just like when a woman is giving birth, she has to keep pushing till the babies come. Sometimes the word of God says, keep pushing through the pain, push through your future. Don't give up, don't stop there. You can't lay there, you got to get up and keep on going. You can't stop. We all have to keep pushing for our dreams, amen. We know that women have to have the babies, and we still need that man's hair and the man's support. Men, we still need y'all. We might got to push your babies too, we need y'all. Through our lifelong dreams, men, we still need you. Male and female, he made them both to be together and be on one accord. Y'all men, stay with the women. Don't leave, just stay with them, amen. Sometimes things don't always go as we plan, but think about it. Just can't give up. We just got to burst some things through. Knowing God is a miracle worker, we have to hold on to our faith. Hold to God's unchanging hand. The word of God lets us know by Abraham and Sarah. Amen. Y'all go to Genesis 15. Genesis 15. Y'all really going to see still where I'm going. Genesis 15, starting at verse 6. This is just good to me about our women and what we women are supposed to be doing. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted to him for righteousness. The word of God lets us know. But a vision came to Abraham. The vision came to Abraham was 90-something years old and told Abraham he's going to have a child. Amen. But Abraham accounted God for his righteousness. Abraham just believed. No matter what God said, Abraham believed it. We understand the word of God said his wife Sarai, when she heard it, she kind of laughed and tickled. They asked her, why did she laugh? She said, I did not laugh. They said, yes, you did. But she laughed because she felt like her man Abraham was 99, all the old, he gonna make me have a baby? 99-something years old, and y'all got to understand, Abraham and Sarah, they didn't have a baby the way Mary did with Jesus. They didn't have a baby that way. They weren't an immaculate conception. No, they did it. Man and woman, 99 old. If God can bless Abraham and Sarah to have a baby that old, they got together, got on one accord, and she got pregnant. See, it's happening each one of us. Sometimes one woman get about 40, 45, says she can't have no children. Now, that ain't true. If Sarah got pregnant at 97 years old, it can happen through him by God, through him by your faith to believe. Amen. It can happen. Sarah was that old, and she had a baby naturally. Because God, them women and men of God, God blessed their seed. He blessed them. Amen. But we understand the word of God said that we are the royal seed of Abraham. So no matter what God said, he's going to bless Abraham. He said, if somebody bless Abraham, he's going to bless them. If somebody curse Abraham, he's going to curse them. So we are that royal family. We are adopted to the royal priesthood. We are Gentiles, but we are adopted to the royal priesthood. So whatever Abraham blessed us, we have the same blessings. So we can't stop like we ain't got no blessings, y'all. We got blessings. It's inside of us. He has put things in us, breathed them out. Things have to be birthed out of us. When our pastor Lucas died a couple years ago, he said, every child in this church is destined for greatness. Sure they are. The word is in them. Word has been instilled in them. It's already in them. God put those things in us. Did you know that God knows the intention in your heart before you think he already know what's in us? He know what's in us. Don't stop. Birth these things out. Amen. Praise the Lord. God, ain't God good? Might not be good to y'all, but he's good to me. God is good. 15:8-21. God is good. 15. That might not be the one. Hold on. Hold on, people. I told y'all I get excited now. James in verse 17. Chapter 17, verse 1-9. I won't hold you long, because God is just good. Just letting you know, in this lifetime, when God made a woman in their own image, then when the woman was up there in the garden, how the serpent came and the woman and told her to sin, and that she did that. Just to let you know today, there's things in you got to be birthed in you. But when Satan tried to stop Adam and Eve in the garden, because they've been looked in paradise, and Satan tried to stop them in the garden, Satan going to try to stop you in this lifetime, me and y'all life. That's Satan's job. He going to do that. But y'all going through, think y'all got lovey-dovey, and nobody's going to come. Satan's always right with you. Satan's going to tell you to do this or do some wrong thing. That's his job. Satan tried to enlarge hell. That's his job while he's here. See, God got things in each one of us he wants to birth out to do some things with our life. But Satan come along and kill, sin, and to destroy. Amen? So you got to know whose you are. Whose you are. Who are you? Whose you are. So I'm a child of the living God. I'm a child of the living God. I'm a king. I'm a queen. I'm a prince. I'm a princess. That's what you are when you're down to the royal priesthood. That's what we are. Look whose we are. Why like you a queen? I can't do that, but, you know, king, queen. Like we don't know that we know that we know that we know whose we are. And even when we're going through, don't lay down and dwell. Don't lay down and dwell. We got to get up. We got to know if he did it one time, he'll do it again. If he did it one time, he'll do it again. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Nothing. I watched the TV 2 days ago. This is why I say nothing too hard for God. A lady 99 years old, graduated from college. You know, y'all see it on the news. She was 99. She walked across the stage with a walker. She get that degree. Is anything too hard for God if you want it? I'm saying if you want it. Now, I don't choose to go back to school. I really don't. But if you choose to go back to school, do the work. Just do the work. Like our pastor going back to school, do the work. Do the work. It's inside of you. Do the work. I like to do other kind of things, not school work, but y'all do the work. I'm just saying, math too hard for me. I'm not going back. But God can do all things. I do believe if I go, he'll help me. I ask somebody for some help. Help me. Amen. Genesis 17, verse 1 through 9. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thy perfect. And he did. So the same covenant he blessed Abraham, we are that same covenant, y'all. We are. And he changed his name. But he changed his name because Abraham was just so faithful. He was just so faithful to the Lord, wasn't he? But you know what? His faith didn't run out. The same thing I'm trying to tell you and I, it's generation. And we are the promised seed of Abraham. Through and by Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. That's how we adopted into the royal priesthood. The generations, the blessing, the seeds, it's not going to run out. It's not going, it's an ever-ending thing. It's not going to run out. So the people, why it over, while you sitting here. I know I told y'all a few minutes ago about a blessing, how Lord gonna bless you. So just say that I don't receive no blessing, but I try to get it when I can get. When he bless you sometimes, I know sometimes people feel, I know you do. Just hold on to it like, I don't want to praise right now. I do feel something, but I just don't want to get it. Everybody look, I'm not gonna do anything. So you gotta get out of that point. Now sometimes I do try to not prolong the service. Sometimes I go outside, I go in the back room, because I just want to praise the Lord. I want to bless the Lord, because I know God is good to me. See, I know he blesses me. I know where my help comes from. Amen. That's my husband come to church. They said, well, I got to work on a car. But it's Mother's Day. He said, but you ain't my mama. But he didn't want to. He said he had to fix his car. He really had to fix it. He had some help today. So he said, well, I got help. I got to fix his car. And he said, and you ain't my mama. Well, that don't mean he don't love me. So I'm like, okay. I said, now, you know, we've been doing things together. Let's don't quit, brother. But I love him and I understood because I want him to have some help. When he's working on something, let somebody help him because he's getting older. We need the faith of Abraham to know that God has impregnated us with our sons inside of you. We got daughters inside. We got them things inside of you, y'all. And grandchildren will come from your seed, right, sister? Grandchildren gonna come from your seed. See that shit holding one now. And we have future blessings, generation blessings, eternal blessings. Some things just don't, it's not gonna end. Some things just have to birth through you and through I. And we gotta understand and realize that where our help come from. Amen? Amen. Y'all understand? Everybody understand what I just went through? Did y'all receive it? Amen. I can't sit there and tell you a whole lot of stuff God didn't tell me to tell you. When he tell me what I say, I gotta quit. But God's saying, it's things inside of each and everybody in White Oak. You got to birth those things out. We're going through that. We like, we don't know that we know. And then we have children don't even want to come to church, the house of God, hear the word of God. Y'all, do you know that's what helped you? That's what's going to keep you? When them young ones leave here, go to college. If y'all haven't been in the house of God, hear the word of God, y'all would have done a lot of different things in college. You do, we've done a lot of different things while you were in college. But the word of God, y'all hid in your heart that you might not sin against God. And some of those things going to come back and remind you. What you supposed to be doing when y'all leave White Oak? When y'all leave your mama and your daddy? Uh-huh. Amen. Don't lose focus. Pastor Lucas ain't here, but that's her word. Focus. You got to focus. Stay focused. Stay focused. It took me a temptation because we hate for y'all got to go, but we know you got to go. Just go ahead, but stay focused. Angel. Amen. That was the word on today to how we have things in us that we got to birth, just birth them out. And how if God gave those generation blessings to Abraham, we have the same blessing. We're the same blessing. That's just a life. So y'all just remember whose you are. Remember whose you are. And there are generation blessings. Not just start with your children, your grandchildren. They get heaven seeds. Generation blessings. Because you are adopted to the royal priesthood. Amen. So if you need any more word today, it's not here. Amen. Amen. Something just has to be birthed, just has to come out. Praise the Lord. And I thank you for your attendance. I thank you for listening. Amen. But God is just so good.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.